good day.
Yes, it is.
7 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Doug is out on the West Coast. If you get one of those little maps out and you draw a dot up in the upper left-hand corner of the map of the United States, and then you draw a line and then another dot all the way to the upper right-hand corner of the United States, that will be his mission this morning.
Huh?
To get on a plane and go from the northwest to the northeast, and that's where he's at right now. Can you follow that? He's driving to get on a plane to go back to Boston from Seattle.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking, why is he going to Portland?
No, he's in the northwest, leaving there and coming home to the farm.
Well, I'll be like Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine.
Roundabouts.
Yeah,
close.
Sort
of. A couple hours of each.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
So he's on a plane. He's getting ready to go out there. So it's Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden here with you. Jennifer is still in Hawaii. Again, this is like the fourth time she's been to Hawaii.
I don't know with her in Hawaii. I'm getting jealous now.
You know what?
It's like enough, you know?
When she goes, oh, I have to go to Hawaii again.
I don't want to go to Hawaii again.
I'm like, cry me a river, sister. Nobody's
send me the ticket. I'll go.
Yeah.
In your place.
So, whether it be work or a personal, which this is a wedding that she had to go to for a friend of hers.
None of my friends get married in Hawaii.
You know,
my friends get married in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah,
because
we're on the East Coast. For them, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from California to go to Hawaii. It's a 7-hour flight. No big deal.
Mm.
6-hour flight. You know, for us, it's like a day.
Yeah, half the world.
Sure. Yeah, so I mean.
Friends could get married like in Bermuda. That's close by.
I had a friend get married on a cruise once.
That's fun.
It was fun. It was okay. I mean, you know, I'm not a huge fan of cruises. It was okay.
My friends get married in Teaneck.
Yeah.
Or Clifton.
Mine are D.C. or, you know.
Tenafly.
The Sugarloaf Mountains.
Edgewater. Jersey, what exit?
Hawaii, we don't Jersey, what exit? So speaking of Jersey, what exit, I had the opportunity to go up to New York this weekend for the Talkers Convention, Talk Radio Convention.
We won't talk about it.
And you get to see all of the big talking heads walking around and, you know. Most of them are really nice people. Some of them are exactly what you think they are, mm-hmm. with the big floated heads. And who knows,
pompous.
Maybe somebody's on the air right now saying that about us. I don't know. But, you know, it's good to see the people that you only get to see once, mm-hmm. maybe twice a year. You know, other hosts and other managers of stations and the radio stations, you get to kind of, you know, meet and greet with some people. And it's, you know, it's fun.
It's kind of like our Oscars or Emmys or Tony Awards. You know, a lot of these people, they only get to see each other at these award ceremonies.
Sure. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, it's their big annual conference.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up there and you go to these seminars and you learn a little bit, but it's, you know, it's all right. But the fun part.
Mm.
Is when Roberta and I get to hang out together at an Irish pub and just drink all night.
At a dive Irish pub.
This place is great.
It was great, but it's a dive. A Blarney Stone?
Yeah. I
loved it. On a scale of 1 to 10 of classy New York places, that's around a -3.
Well, I gave it 2.
I
love it, too.
Here's my
criteria for whether a bar is a good bar or not.
Okay.
When you're an Irish pub, you get points already.
Okay.
All right, and that puts you to 0. You're never at a negative. If you're an Irish pub, you're at a flat 0. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Add in a great jukebox, which they had.
Yeah, good
killer
music.
That was good music, wasn't it?
Yep, good music.
Add good selection of beer.
I tell you, I was impressed.
All right? They had all of the microbrews. They probably had 20, 30 beers there.
Yep.
And then add...
Cheap.
There were only $5 for a pint. Of micro in New York City.
That's just like impossible.
Now, you wouldn't know because you drank Diet Pepsi all night.
I tell you, I'm not easy, but I am cheap.
Yeah, that's your word. So, did I pay for you? I can't remember.
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, your Radio America did.
Your 4 Diet Pepsis.
Yeah, paid for my Diet Pepsis.
Covered. Right.
What were they, a buck a piece, I think?
Yeah, whatever.
And she kept refilling them.
Yeah, so. But it was fun. I mean, Roberta and I get to hang out, you know, a couple times a year, so we had a good time. And, you know, you look great.
What happened to that? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks to Metafast. You do, too. You lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little work, but, you know.
I want to know what happened to that disgusting pizza that you insisted that, actually, your friend insisted that we eat at 1:30 in the morning.
I mean, after you, you know, have a beer or two, you have to chase it with an alcohol sponge. So we went out to a pizza place at 1:30 in the morning on 3rd Avenue, and great pizza.
That'd be great. I mean, I know where to go for pizza.
Oh, man, that was
I
good
know
pizza.
Where to go. I mean, I know you were complaining about, why do we have to
walk
all the way?
Yeah, we were walking like
12
blocks.
And
was like, trust me. Trust me. Man, great pizza. So we left that for the maids.
That's my hood.
It is your hood.
It's my hood. I know where to go.
New York, I'm getting more and more used to New York City when we go there. But it's, and I don't know whether it's because anytime I go there, it's nonstop business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as, okay, we have to be here, now we have to
right.
be over there. Whether I can only take it for 2 or 3 days or whether it's the city itself. Is it, I mean, are you always like that or do you just kind of chill out and lay back in New York?
What do you mean always like that?
It's 100 miles an hour. When, no matter when I'm
there.
It's just
the pace that we operate at. That's how we walk. I never walk slowly in New York. Look at run over by people.
Yeah.
It's just the pace that you operate at.
How do you relax? I mean, being, you know, I'm from a major metropolitan
how
area.
Do you
I'm
relax?
In Washington, D.C., but our pace is not like that. So what do you guys do to relax up there? I mean, you know.
We go to the theater a lot.
So that means going downtown where all the hectic traffic and everything is.
Well, no, you know, you learn how to avoid the hectic traffic. I mean, you won't catch me in Times Square. I mean, I'll go up 9th or 10th Avenues. You know, I'll go that way. I'll go to the west side from the east side. Like, I'll leave. Sometimes you have to go downtown to go uptown because you don't want to go cross town and midtown, so you'll go downtown first. So you'll go down to, like, 14th Street and go cross town that way and
everybody
then go
following
up.
Following that?
Yeah. It's, you just have to avoid the traffic. You learn how to avoid the traffic. You learn how to avoid the crowds. You learn how to avoid all the tourists walking on the street, stopping and gawking. And so you just walk in the street.
Yeah.
You know, the New Yorkers are the ones walking in the street to get around. Everybody else is going, oh, wow, look at that.
Yesterday when we went to Penn Station to catch the train home, mm-hmm. it's like D.C. It's tourist season and you can't shoot any of them.
It's true.
So, I mean, it's everywhere.
And relaxing, we go into the parks. And the summertime, there is so much stuff going on, so much wonderful free stuff going on. Like starting now on Mondays, you have the free movies in Bryant Park. You bring your folding chair, you bring your towel or blanket.
Yeah, they do that down on the mall here, and then they do the concerts. But, I mean, quite honestly, we don't go we don't go downtown that much, although this past week we took the kids and the bikes and went down to the National Mall and just kind of took some sandwiches and, you know, let the kids ride their bikes around the mall and went over to the merry-go-round.
The difference is that you guys live in houses with backyards.
Yes.
When you live in Manhattan, you're in an apartment for the most part. Probably 99.9%.
So you have to get out of that apartment. So you don't
really
relax and kick back at home.
Well, you can, but apartment is just a place, you know, shower, you know, grab a little something to eat. Most apartment refrigerators are empty in New York. I mean, nobody cooks in this town because it's so cheap to eat out if you know where to go. And the cost of food is so expensive in the groceries. It's like, heck, I'm not, for a dollar more, I could eat out. Well, let's go out. So our kicking out, I guess the difference is that for some people, you know, chilling out is laying in a hammock and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Our chilling out is going out and doing something different from what we do all day.
But you're always doing something.
But we're doing something.
What did you do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? What was yesterday? Yesterday was Sunday.
We cleaned the kids' rooms. Spring cleaning.
Let's see. Actually, I was back. In the morning, I was in the city, because we live here in the city now. But then about 10 o'clock in the about 9 o'clock in the morning, I got into the car and I hightailed it out of Manhattan because it was the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And what's that mean?
That means that before the city gets unbelievably nuts and crazy and crowded, and you can't move in traffic, you want to get out of here. So I just hightailed it out and went out on Long Island and was doing some cleanup at the house on Long Island.
Which means, of course, that you couldn't get back in.
Oh, no, we came back in around 7.
Oh, okay.
You know, once everything was over.
Right.
And it was threatening to rain. But there are certain types, and there's also the street fairs. It could be impossible to get out of this place. A couple of weeks ago, I was trying to get out on a Saturday, get out of Manhattan to go up to Connecticut. It took me 1 hour. To get out of Manhattan. You have to realize, normally to get out of Manhattan through the Midtown Tunnel is under 10 minutes. But because of all the street fairs and the crowds and the people, and it was like an hour to get out of Manhattan. We're talking a few blocks here, Rich. We're not talking, you know, a big expanse of distance. So well, you learn to tie-tail it out of here at times.
Well, we hope you had a good weekend and did something to relax or had mm-hmm. some fun. And in a couple of minutes, stick around, we're going to have a tribute to my favorite movie of all time because it turns 25
Ooh.
Years old this past weekend. So you don't want to miss that because I'm sure it's probably one of your favorite movies as well. It's 17 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coming up on 21 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day and a tribute to one of the greatest movies of all time. I'm talking the best movie ever to hit the big silver screen. Stick around. I'm sure it's going to probably be one of your favorites too. It's 21 past with Roberta and Rich.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. I hope John Lennon. I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me. A good point there. After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides up with people.
Sluts, bloods, wastoids, weebies. They all adore it. They think he's a righteous dude.
Twist so fine. Twist a little closer now.
Twist a little closer.
Know that you're mine.
Know you're mine.
This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably going to have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count.
So, 25 years ago, this past weekend, was the release of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Without a doubt, bar none, the best movie ever.
I know you think so.
You don't think so?
It's good. It's a great movie.
John Hughes is a genius. Who doesn't like... Okay, all right. I agree that some people may not think that Ferris Bueller was the best movie ever.
Yeah, I mean...
But show me somebody who doesn't like the movie. Universally, it gave us 103 minutes just to sit back and think about a day where we just goof off and do whatever we want to do. Who doesn't
okay.
like that idea?
Okay, I like that idea.
Who doesn't like that idea?
Okay.
He's cool. It was fun. Granted, he's about 4 foot nothing. But what a fun movie. How many days did you skip as a senior in high school, Roberta?
Me? None at all.
Please.
Nope.
Come on now.
Nope.
Never.
Skipped a day of school.
A day with a couple of your friends and went out and just did fun,
nope.
goofy stuff.
Nope. Never skipped a day of school.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Just.
What?
I did. I would do stuff on weekends. I would do stuff after school and sometimes all night, but I never skipped school.
Yeah. So Matthew Broderick.
One of those kids.
Pretty much built his career being Ferris Bueller and he was able to get himself a pretty good stage career in New York. He's a New Yorker now, right?
He's a New Yorker now. In fact, he was at the Tony Awards last night. Him and Robert Morse introducing How to Succeed. That's the role that Daniel Radcliffe plays now, but they both played that same role.
You know, speaking of short, how tall is Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, gosh, he's a little thing. I don't think he's more than 5'5". Because I've met him. Victoria and I met him, and he's a little tiny thing.
I saw him standing next to John, help me, his co-star in the show he's playing now.
I know who you're talking about, but his co-star is enormous.
Yeah, and he's like 6'6". All right. So thank you very much to John Hughes, who released some of the greatest movies. If you are 40, whatever it is where I am, John Hughes pretty much was able to define teenagers when you were a teenager or just a little bit above. And it's just, it's fun stuff. It's great stuff. So Ferris Bueller, happy birthday.
John Larroquette.
John Larroquette. Thank you very much. Yeah, I saw John Larroquette and what's Harry Potter's name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe standing next to each other.
Yeah, Mutt like Mutt and Jeff. Yes, absolutely.
Mutt and Jeff.
Absolutely.
I mean, he doesn't look, you know, Larroquette's like 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah.
But Radcliffe looks like he's about 4 foot tall.
No, he's taller than that. He's right. Taller than that.
All right. So it's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Doug is on an airplane making his way back to the farm. We'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Jennifer in Hawaii, Roberta and Rich with you at 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to the New York Times, the United States government is working to deploy secret communication channels that could aid political dissidents. The technology is reportedly being funded by a $2 million State Department grant that's being used to create suitcase-sized internet and mobile phone networks. In other news, the legality of video recording police officers is once again being tested as a Boston man fights his arrest in the U.S. Court of Appeals. It is legal as long as the video camera is in plain sight, but this case involves the use of a cell phone. The law still has some catching up to do with the advances in technology. And finally, the FBI is investigating a cyber attack on the International Monetary Fund that aimed to steal sensitive insider information. It's believed that the attack was carried out on behalf of a nation-state looking to compromise the organization. For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Plenty of blokes say Father's Day gifts are the hardest to buy. Sure, Dad loves loads of stuff, but he bloody well buys it for himself before anyone else can. I never had that problem though, mate. I buy my dad dinner before the check even comes with an Outback gift card. Get your dad a $50 gift card to Outback between now and Father's Day, and your kangaroo pouch will score its own $10 bonus card free. It's always fresh in the Outback. Open early at 11 a.m. on Father's Day, June 19th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
She's Roberta Fasanelli. I'm Rich McFadden. It's 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Welcome to your Monday morning. I hope you're getting off to a good start. Make it a good day. Let me tell you something. Your whole week pretty much gets kick-started by Monday. So if you get up on Mondays and you're dragging, you say, I'm just going to phone this one in until Tuesday. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, you're a day behind. So get it off to a good start. Even if you have to fake it, make it feel good. If you go over to Doug Steffens Good Day, DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, today's poll wants to know whether you're going to be watching the debate tonight. All the GOPs are getting together, and they're going to knock each other around a little bit to try and get to you to support them. Will you watch the debate tonight is the question. Yes, I'm a political junkie, and I love this stuff. Mm. Maybe, depending on what else is on. I'll just catch the highlights on the news, and no, it's too early, maybe in another 6 months, and then finally, what debate?
What debate?
Which I'm assuming at this early stage is going to be most of the people, and then I'm saying that what debate will win, closely followed by I'll just catch the highlights on the news. No. And Roberta, you have no interest in this.
No, not at all.
Yeah, because it's not your side of the road.
Exactly. It's all the same stuff. It's all the same hot air being blown across the room.
You know,
and
hey, listen.
The same pundits.
Doug has a philosophy, and I agree with him. For those of you who ignore the process at this early stage, it is the reason that we don't have good people to pick from when it gets right down to the wire. If you are sitting there just phoning it in, not paying much attention when there is a crop of people to choose from, when it comes down to two at the end of the game and you're holding your nose when you walk into the booth and just pull the trigger, it's nobody's fault but ours for not really picking the best one at the beginning of the process. And, I mean, a lot of people say, well, still, even at the beginning of the process, there's not a good one. Maybe that's true, but there certainly still might be someone that you like better right now if you do your homework than in a year when it really counts. So
okay.
Do your homework.
Look at me that. Okay.
Get out there. Yeah, do it. Going to be talking about TV news in just a couple of minutes after Roberta's Queen of Chiefs. She's got some good deals for you coming up. But first, in TV news, Tina Fey found herself in an interesting position this past weekend, apologizing for her co-star Tracy Morgan. Apparently, he was doing a stand-up bit,
and said the following. If I found out my son were gay, I would pull out a knife and stab him.
Oh.
Now,
oh, good thing you didn't go to the Tonys.
Now. And Tina Fey had an interesting comment on that. But, you know, I'm kind of a free speech guy who thinks that people should be able to say what they want, where they want, as long as it doesn't cause harm, yelling fire, people get trampled, that kind of thing. This is the borderline on that.
But do you think he was serious? You think he was joking around?
I think he was joking around, but
He could have been saying it sarcastically.
He was saying it sarcastically. He was saying it as, I think, part of a stand-up bit. But, you know, where do you draw the line between it's just funny and comments like these create hate speech?
Yeah.
I don't know. But obviously GLAAD and all of the gay and lesbian groups are up in arms, and they started tweeting. Chris Rock tried to come to his defense on Twitter, saying, I fear the day when I can't say anything and can't do anything as part of a, I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a world where Tracy Morgan can't say foul, inappropriate, blank.
Right.
And then GLAAD came back to his tweet and said, language about stabbing kids for being gay isn't foul, it's dangerous.
Right.
You know, but it does create an interesting conversation in that, where is that line where you can, Chris Rock, nobody's safe, and Tracy Morgan is pretty much the same. Nobody's safe. They pick on everybody and anybody. Chris Rock will pick on blacks, gays, whites, and everybody can laugh because they know that he will hit everybody. But, you know, where do you see this thing? You know, we saw Kramer from Seinfeld absolutely kill his career last year because he doesn't pick on everybody, and he went after two black guys in the audience that were heckling him, and he's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so where does it stop?
Equal opportunity.
You do. I mean, if you're going to step into those waters,
make fun of everybody.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
No one is sacred. Nothing is sacred.
And Tina Fey says he's not a hateful guy. He's a good guy, and he's usually too sleepy and self-centered to actually hurt anybody.
Aww.
So, and she also said, she hopes that his gay and lesbian co-workers on 30 Rock will accept his apology as sincere, for without whom Tracy would not have any lines to say, clothes to wear, sets to stand on, scene partners to act with, or a printed-out paycheck from the accounting to put in his pocket.
But that's the whole point. If you're in the entertainment business, and especially if you're at that level, it's almost impossible to be homophobic because half of the people in the industry
are gay. So you're saying he's not?
I'm just saying he's not. I just think he just made a comment, like I said, either to be sarcastic or to be funny, or maybe it was totally taken out of context. Because did you see the opening number for the Tonys last night?
I did not.
It was an entire probably 5-minute number on "You don't have to be gay to like Broadway." That was the opening number at the Tonys. Because being gay is a fact of life in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
If you're homophobic, don't go into the entertainment business.
My wife is a big fan of So You Think You Can Dance.
Right.
And let me tell you something. It's fairly evident that a large majority of that, at least on the guy's side, I can't tell on the girls, but at least on the guy's side, you know, it appears to be gay. And, you know, dancing, you know, the assumption is there.
But it's a fact of life.
Is it?
That's, like I said, like phrases you will never hear.
What percentage of professional dancers?
Well, let's put it this way. There's a saying on Broadway that says, sayings that you will never hear backstage at a Broadway show. Look, there's the choreographer's son.
Nice. And on that note,
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, what do you got for us today?
Okay, a great deal from Blockbuster. Right now, when you rent just one new release for $2.99 at a Blockbuster store, you will receive unlimited, repeat that, unlimited free movie rentals through July 4th.
So let me get this straight. You rent one movie for $3.
Right.
And you get free movies, as many as you want, through...
Right. Movies priced $1.99 or less, one-day rentals, one at a time, through July 4th.
Yeah. The Blockbuster store in my local shopping center,
Yeah,
shut the doors.
Yeah,
they are getting their butts kicked.
It has
by
to be a Blockbuster store. Yeah, yeah, it can't be a Blockbuster Express, one of the kiosks.
Between Netflix
actual store
and Redbox, they are getting it handed to them. I don't know how you can keep paying the rent on a brick and mortar when, you know, it's just I downloaded on my Wii.
I just got Netflix, and it's amazing. I have it out through Apple TV.
Now the selection isn't as great on
this
the downline, but you know, hey man, I can go get most of the main movies at any given time, and if I can't, I just go online to Netflix, and the next day I've got it in my mailbox.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's Blockbuster's got a tough road, so that's a good deal, so grab
it's
it
while you can.
It's
a great deal. Yeah. Great deal.
Absolutely. All right, what else?
Okay, we got a free ebook for you. This is June, and it's the weddings month, and Amazon is offering Weddings on a Budget. It's an ebook by Amy Carlin. It's free. You can download it, and like we've said before, you don't necessarily need a Kindle to read these. You can do them on your iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch. I mean, and anything that you could read stuff on, you can download these Amazon.com free books. So that's a great deal. You could send it to a friend of yours who you know is getting married, perhaps, or maybe you're getting married. Buy one, get one free. Tickets from every Tuesday through September 6th. If you bring a Kraft Singles wrapper to a minor league baseball game, you buy one ticket, you get one free. You don't have to bring the cheese, you just need the wrapper. But minor league baseball is really big, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
It's,
you know,
it's,
you get,
it's so much fun because it's at smaller parks. It's
smaller
more
parks,
intimate. Yeah.
And you see some of the up-and-coming baseball players, and you see some great kids. And bring a Lipton cheese single wrapper and get a free ticket.
There you go.
Here's another thing from Lipton, a free 20-ounce bottle of Lipton iced tea on Facebook. It's a little complicated. We've had the instructions for you on DougStephan.com. But certainly worth it because it is a 20-ounce bottle. It's not a little tiny taste thing. Bath and Body Works, buy something and get a free travel-sized item. Great idea just in time for the travel season. You get a little travel-sized item to throw in your luggage. Less than 3 ounces, so it goes through security. And reminding you that Regal Cinemas all summer long is going to have free popcorn. And we have the coupon for you on DougStephan.com. Just click on it, then print out the coupon. Or you can even put it on your iPhone or iPad or iPod or whatever you have that can download stuff electronically and just show it to them at Regal Cinema. I did that yesterday at Michael's, that wonderful 50% coupon that I had for you.
Yeah, we love Michael's.
I just put it on my smartphone and handed the phone to the cashier. She scanned it, and bingo, that
you
was
know,
it.
You know, and it's funny you
off.
Mentioned that. Yesterday I was at, what's the grocery store near me? Bloom. Mm-hmm. We have every single grocery store on the East Coast within 3 miles of my house. I have like 20 grocery stores near my house. So I'm at Bloom, and, you know, when you have 20 grocery stores, and I go to certain ones for different things, and then you go to the CVS for your pharmacy, and you go to Dick's Sporting Goods and whatever, and you get those little membership cards where they scan it and you get your discount or you get points or whatever it is.
Right.
I got tired of lugging them all around.
Uh-huh.
So there's an app for my iPhone called CardStar. And you basically, it takes a picture of the scanner barcode on the little plastic card that they give you, and it organizes them. So now when I go to the grocery store or Dick's Sporting Goods or CVS or whatever, I just open up CardStar, pick whatever store I'm in, and the barcode that was on my card opens up, and they scan my phone.
It's called CardStar, S-T-A-R?
CardStar. And there's a couple of different apps.
One word or two. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Very cool. So, I mean, if you are lugging around 30 or 20 or even 15 of those little cards.
I'm always forgetting them, you know.
Now, keep your cards. I learned this the hard way. Because some stores' scanners have a tough time scanning your glossy phone screen.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your cards just in case you have one or two stores that can't scan your phone. But in the main, I mean, I just walk in, open up my iPhone, and they scan it, and boom, I've got my discount, and I don't have to lug all that stuff around. So
they can also enter the numbers, though, manually.
You can, yeah. Yeah, that's a pain, though. I want to in and out. That's the whole reason for it.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, all right, there it is. Go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Click on the Queen of Cheap all of your instructions and links. And if you forget something because you're in the car, it's all there at thegooddayshow.com. It's 46 past the hour. TV news coming right up.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Your Pet's Health, I'm Wendy Gatlin. Gas prices are near their historic highs, while the dollar continues to drop, making most Americans look at ways to stretch their budgets. Today's new economy requires pet owners to get more creative without compromising on care. In fact, recent PhytoFarm research shows nearly 75% of pet owners say price is the most important factor when shopping. Celebrity veterinarian Karen Doc Holliday says,
you'll save money by buying generic items like Pet Armor Plus and visiting discount retailers like Walmart and Sam's Club. At the same time, pet owners should continue routine veterinary visits. This gives the vet a chance to catch any problems early when treatment costs typically are less expensive.
Pet Armor contains the same active ingredients in the same concentrations as Frontline Plus, making it as effective against fleas and ticks. For more information, visit PetArmor.com. I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
According to Politico, a wiener called Bill Clinton and apologized.
The congressman had a sex scandal and had to apologize to Bill Clinton? For what? Copyright infringement?
There's Jon Stewart from The Daily Show, who apparently had a little bit of an issue this weekend when he was doing a taping about the wiener skit. That's just funny to say. Jon Stewart and Anthony Weiner used to be roommates back, in college, I guess it was. And so he admitted that this weekend and still decided he was going to poke fun at his friend and had a mock press conference where it called for him to make a margarita during the press conference and apparently broke the glass, gashed his hand, had to stop taping of the show. Get his hand bandaged up, and then he was able to come back and finish. So there it is, Jon Stewart's pull on Wienergate. Bloody.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is on a plane making his way from the West Coast back over to the farm on the East Coast. We'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Jennifer's in Hawaii again.
Again.
So that's Roberta and I, Rich McFadden.
At a luau.
Here with you.
With Don Ho. Anyway.
I don't even know if Don Ho is. Don Ho isn't still alive.
Playing the ukulele.
Yeah. So anyway, until Jennifer gets back, Roberta has some summer television news for you. What's going to be the short summer replacement stuff? What's going on with TV this summer, Roberta?
Well, the one that I'm really waiting for, final season of Entourage. That starts July 24th. Yeah. I can't believe it's the final season. Though they do say that Vince will not be killed off. That's what they have promised us.
Why would they kill him off? It's not that kind of show.
You never know.
He doesn't do drugs, so I mean.
But you never know. You never know. And they got to end the show, you know, after how many seasons is this, like 8 or 9?
It's at least,
it's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's done well.
So, you know, July 24th, that's it. They start the last season of Entourage. And the other one that I am just chomping at the bit is True Blood. Comes back on June 26th. It's season 4. And just it's just an amazing show. I just love that show. Just the, you know, the way it's set in Louisiana. And it, just,
yeah.
it gives you the feeling of the heat and
yeah.
the swamps and, you know, combined with vampires and stuff. Hey, you know, what is there not to love? Another one I'm really looking forward to is the new Steven Spielberg TV show set to go on June 19th. It's called Falling Skies.
Yeah, what is that?
It's about aliens have invaded the Earth.
Sweet.
And it's about a character that's played by Noah Weil.
So it's pretty much takes place on the border
hunky.
In Arizona and Texas.
Right. He's a professor, and he's intent on rescuing his son from captivity, reuniting his family.
Yeah,
it's kind of sweet, you know, but, you know, you get Steven Spielberg, you get science fiction. Hey, can't be bad.
Yeah,
can't
like
be
that.
Bad. Last night, in fact, started a new reality show called Ice Loves Coco about the gang member turned rapper turned actor, Ice-T.
Yeah.
And his wife, Coco.
Who's Coco? No, that's not like his chimp or his dog.
No,
or
no. It's like, no, it's his wife. Though I don't know if she makes monkey sounds.
Nice.
But,
isn't that the name of Conan O'Brien's monkey or something like that? He's got Coco or something.
Oh, it's Coco the
his
clown.
Dog.
Yeah. Apparently, his wife is a model with very affordable assets.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay, we've got Pretty Little Liars coming back for season two on June 14th. That's tomorrow. We've got Wipeout, that whole thing about water sports.
Love that show.
That's back. Yep.
Love that show. There's nothing more fun than watching people almost beat themselves to death on a big rubber ball and then fall into water.
I know, for $50,000.
Great show, yeah. My son and I watch it religiously. Great show.
Comes back June 23rd. Burn Notice also goes
good
back
show.
On June 23rd. Jeffrey Donovan and Gabrielle Anwar.
Yeah.
Let's see. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David's back on July 10th. They take the guy on the gang on the road from New York City, and they're going to have guest stars like Ricky Gervais and Michael J. Fox.
Don't get that show.
And Breaking Bad comes back on July 17th. I know it's won all sorts of awards. Bryan Cranston won the award for Outstanding Lead Actor for the show's three seasons for the Emmys. So a lot of people like that show. So July 17th, mark your calendar for Breaking Bad.
And I think Rescue Me is coming back, although I've kind of lost touch with that show in the past couple of years. It's just good. Dennis Leary is
Dennis
amazing.
Leary.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I'm not a big fan of his. I've met him a few times at various like cocktail parties and things. And
is he as obnoxious in person?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah,
he
that's
is
where he's
so
great.
Pompous.
That's why he's great.
And he's surrounded by all of these people that just fawn all over him.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
That's
here.
Why he's great. If he were a nice guy in real life and then the pompous, arrogant guy on TV and stand-up and in his movies...
You want him to be pompous in real life?
I wouldn't respect him
no,
if he were.
Oh, no.
I love it. Also, it looks like Jennifer Hudson got a bad meal in New York City. She was treated for food poisoning shortly after a live performance on Good Morning America.
What did she eat?
Note to self, if you're ever in the green room at Good Morning America, stay away from the muffins.
Yeah, right. Don't go near craft services.
She was experiencing severe abdominal pains and checked into a New York City hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was released. So, yeah, if apparently you want to do the Today Show because I guess their breakfast is a little bit better than everybody else. So,
stick to the coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. And Selena Gomez is hospitalized after for routine tests, whatever that means. She's like 22. At 22, why would you be, if she's that, why would you be put in the hospital for routine tests?
Drugs.
Yeah, sorry. These Disney kids, man. Getting out of control. There it is, this hour of the Good Day Show. All done. Roberta, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Doug will be back tomorrow with Jennifer on Wednesday. So it's 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Get up, get your day started. Go, go, go.